It's the debate show, Mom versus Dad, where I have my parents pick sides and debate. This is the first episode of season 4, and also it's a Christmas episode. This episode is Mistletoe versus Holly, and I'm your host, Milo. To start, Dad will be presenting his side, Holly. 3, 2, 1, now.
Holly is the ultimate sign of Christmas. The green and red color scheme is the very essence of holiday cheer. There are over 560 species of holly within its genus Ilex, so there's a lots of variety among holly plants. What you picture as Christmas holly, with the pointy leaves and the bright red berries, is English holly, also known as common holly, European holly, and Oregon holly. Many other species, like American holly, Chinese holly, Dahoon holly, fine-tooth holly, Caroline holly, yerba mate, winterberry, and catberry, have similar bright red berries. But there are other kinds that also have different colors, like inkberry with its dark black berries. And those berries aren't actually used to make ink, but the dried and roasted inkberry leaves can be used to make a black tea-like drink. And the gallberry honey that's made by bees that feed on inkberry flowers is said to be quite nice. Now, there are also different species with other colored berries, from yellow and orange to blue. Now, if you're growing holly and you want to make sure you get those berries, what you need to do is make sure you've got both male and females in the neighborhood, because holly plants are dioecious, which means you need both sexes to produce seeds. If you're trying to figure out the sex of a holly plant, berries can tell you for sure it's female, but not all female plants have berries all the time. So in the absence of berries, your best bet is to have a close look at the flowers. Male hollies will have more prominent stamens. Another awesome thing about holly is that their berries are quite toxic. The bright red color is appealing to small children who see something pretty and obviously want to shove it in their mouths, but a dose as low as 20 berries can be fatal to children. They're also dangerous for pets, so around here, we do not deck our halls with boughs of holly. And finally, I'd be remiss if I didn't point out that, like so many aspects of Christmas, the use of holly in winter celebrations predates Christians. It was used by ancient Romans to decorate for Saturnalia, and Druids believed it had magical powers, used it as a symbol of fertility and eternal life, and also thought it kept away lightning. So vote for holly, or else a Christmas lightning storm will strike you down.
Time's up. Now Mom will be rebutting Dad's argument in a 30-second rebuttal in 3, 2, 1, now.
I'd love to rebut that argument if I hadn't fallen asleep during it. It was pretty boring. So holly is poisonous, and it's a plant that has different kinds of plants. I feel like you made the argument for me here against holly. So there's this kind of holly and there's that kind of holly. And sometimes we put it with Christmas stuff. That was what I got from that. That's my rebuttal.
Time's up. Now, Dad will be rebutting Mom's rebuttal in a 30-second rebuttal in 3, 2, 1, now.
Yes, I said some things about holly in my argument and talked about how awesome it was. And many of the different kinds, including catberry. I didn't mention any people named Holly, so I get extra points for that. Or the actress Halle Berry. Yeah, vote for Holly, because it can't be rebutted.
That's one take on that.
Time's up. Now Mom will be presenting her side, Mistletoe, in 3, 2, 1, no.
The other day at work, while we made cakes, cookies, and decorated desserts, one of the other bakers asked, "Why are you supposed to kiss under the mistletoe?" The remaining two of us were stumped. We speculated for a bit until the asker took out her phone and looked it up. Here's the story she found. The Norse goddess Frigga loved her son Balder very much, as all mothers love sons, especially sons who declare them the winners of debates regarding mistletoe and holly. This love drove her to worry for his safety, so she secured agreements from the four elements, fire, water, air, and earth, that they would not harm him. Of course, Loki saw this as a challenge, so he made an arrow out of mistletoe, which somehow falls outside of these categories, and convinced the blind god Hodor to shoot it. It hit and killed Baldur. Frigga, after, vowed that anyone passing under mistletoe would kiss and never use a weapon again. Now, we've been doing Mom versus Dad long enough that as soon as I heard that version, I knew I would find many other stories about kissing under the mistletoe. Sure enough, with just a quick search online, I read plenty. There are variations on the one I heard at work. Most agree up to the point where Frigga makes her vow slash spell. In some, the mistletoe pierces people's hearts so they lose all thoughts of war and, I guess, want to kiss. In some, mistletoe is said to kiss the people who walk under it so they can't use that specific type of weapon again. Then there are other stories about other cultures. In ancient Greece, it is associated with Saturnalia and marriage rites, hence the kissing. In ancient Scandinavia, it was supposedly a peacemaker so that if you were fighting with someone, say your spouse, and you kissed under it, all would be forgiven. In some iterations, it's bad luck to go under it without kissing. Many claim that the Celtic Druid was used in fertility rites. Most agree that it became the Christmas decoration in 18th century England. In some places there, whoever you kissed would be the person you married. In some, if you didn't kiss someone, you would never get married. Now, Milo, I've heard you say that mistletoe berries are white and not red, as you see in pictures. You are right in two ways. They can be white, and the pictures of mistletoe you sometimes see are holly, and you can tell by the sparse and pointy leaves. But mistletoe can be red or pink as well. Regardless of color, don't eat it. It's poisonous and will make humans sick and could kill animals. Another fun fact is that mistletoe is a parasite, much like someone who would grab a person walking under a plant and put their unwelcome lips on them. So let this sun-killing, poisonous, smooch-inducing of a freeloader grow on your heart and vote for mistletoe.
Time's up. Now Brad will be rebutting Mom's argument in 3, 2, 1, now.
Well, that's a fun story from Norse mythology, I guess. Here's my thing. The pictures of mistletoe where the berries are red, and that's actually holly, is because holly is a prettier plant than mistletoe. And, yeah, kissing is gross. Right. So a plant that makes you kiss, you know, put your dirty lips on somebody else's dirty lips is just disgusting.
Oh, my God.
You are the most immature person in the world. Now, we'll be rebutting Dad's rebuttal in a 30-second rebuttal in 3, 2, 1, now.
All right, you just told your wife and son you think kissing is gross and that your lips are dirty. So we're just going to say that mine are clean. I just like to declare that. The other thing is that you've also just told us that something prettier deserves more attention instead of like something that has an interesting history or has a lot of variety or is rich with story instead of something superficial, which is also a bad message. All of your arguments seem a little bit like maybe I'm just going to call them bad parenting.
Now, I'll be announcing the winner and some things I like from each side. From Mom's side, I found the story interesting, and also the fact that there are, like, different variations of it. And also, I did not know about that sometimes mistletoe has red berries. And there was one other thing. What was it? What was the other thing? Oh, yeah, that it's a parasite. And from Dad's side, I like all the different kinds of berries and the fact that you can make food from them. And Mom wins.
Okay. All right.
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 All right. Mom, is there anything that you want to thank?
Yeah, I'd like to thank mothers everywhere, including me, who don't shoot their kids with arrows. Yeah, that's it. That's all I got.
Dad, is there anybody you'd like to thank?
I'm going to thank the mighty holly plant for protecting me from lightning strikes.
You can find us on Twitter and Instagram at Mom vs. Dad Pod. That's MOMVSDADPOD. That's all for this episode. Bye.
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 Was that in your argument?
Yeah.
Yes.
I truly zoned out. That was not like an effective argument. I literally was like, whoops, I'm supposed to be paying attention.